Recording in progress.
All right, I'm going to call the Candidate Planning Board meeting of November 15th, 2023 in session at 6:30 p.m. Would you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, Rudy. Here. Mark.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Judy.
Here.
Scott.
Zoom. Is he muted?
Yeah, he's muted.
He's there, yeah.
Here.
Tim's not here yet.
He's also...
He's right there.
Oh, he's online.
Oh, he's online.
He's online.
Yes.
Okay. Tim?
You're on mute, Tim.
Yeah, if his audio just connected.
Well, can you guys hear me?
Now
we can.
You here?
All right, great.
Say here.
Say here.
We're doing roll call, Tim. Say here.
Oh, I'm here. Sorry.
Kevin.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Mike A.
Here.
Mike Santa. I don't think I missed anybody. Okay. Before we get started, I just wanted to make a notation for something that was that I had mentioned at the last meeting, at the end of the meeting, that I was going to resign. I've been inundated with calls from a number of people, including some town officials that asked me to reconsider. So I have reconsidered, and I am not going to submit my resignation to the board. We'll continue on with the meeting. New business informational hearing, potential subdivision applicant Matthew Phillips, 8 Kings Ransom Lane, Bedford, New Hampshire, 03110. Owner Mark and Sharon Maloney, Mark and Sharon Maloney, 29 Colonial Drive, Auburn, New Hampshire, 03032. Property location North Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, map 403, lot 010. The intent, apply for authorization to build a single-family home on and improve a Class 6 road in accordance with the Town of Candy, a Class 6 and private road policies. Just a question, Matthew, you're...
Matt,
okay. The owner is Mark and Sharon Maloney. Do you have a letter of authorization? Okay, great, excellent. So you can speak for... the owners.
Yes.
Come on up, or have a seat, or whatever you feel most comfortable doing.
How about from right here? Is that all right?
Just state your name.
Right.
Yeah, state your name and your address for the record.
Please. Matthew Phillips. I'm at 8 Kings Ransom Lane in Bedford, and I have a offer contingent on town approval for this lot that is just to the... It's the last one on North Road, just to the west of the George's property. The George's are here this evening, and I'm asking for approval to build a single-family residence with maybe a couple of outbuildings there, and that's it. And that property is about 52 acres, and it's mostly wooded, and it's right on the Hooksett border there, and it's approximately when the Georges put their driveways in, it's about 1,500 feet from Merrill Road, which is the intersection there of Merrill and North, which is the end of the Class 5 road. So I would need to finish the road, the next section of road there to the driveway up to the standard listed in the Candia Class 6 and private road policy, which is 16 feet wide, 2 foot shoulders, maximum slope, 12-inch base gravel, a couple of other criteria there. And then,
Matt, I just wanted to ask you, you said it starts, where would it start on the road, where the line ends?
Where the North Road turns into a dashed double line there, that's approximately where the George driveway is.
Okay.
They've actually finished it another 600 or 700 feet beyond that to get to the little gravel pit they have there. So it's not actually 2,300 feet that would need to be finished. It would be more like another 1,700 feet.
Okay, great. Thank you for
to where the driveway would connect.
Thank you for the clarification.
And then another 1,600 feet of the driveway to put it back up to put the house up a little bit ways up the slope of Hall Mountain there. So it's a significant distance beyond where the road is already, the gravel road is already brought to. It's a bit rough of a jeep trail, but it seems like it has a good base, so it would need a little bit of, quite a bit of gravel brought in over it and then finished off there. Tom Severino is going to meet me on Sunday to go walk that section there and the driveway. The driveway basically follows an existing skitter trail that goes up the property there.
There's nothing there right now?
Structure-wise.
Structure-wise, okay.
No,
so
nothing.
The stuff that you have in here is proposed?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And the skitter trail actually goes up beyond, towards the top of the property there. Hopefully after Tom finishes walking it, we'll all have a better sense of, you know, what's involved in doing that and some assurance that it can be done to sufficient specs so that emergency vehicles will not have a problem getting up there.
Okay. The procedure is that you are here at the planning board because obviously the board of selectmen are the ones that actually would approve or disapprove doing it and stuff. So I'd open it up to questions from anybody in the board. Ryan, I think that you probably have the most experience on these, so I kind of maybe depend on you to fill Matt in on anything might be a concern.
Yeah, I would think that one concern would be where your driveway, how long is your driveway? You said 1,600 feet?
Yeah.
So at some point up at the top of your driveway, you're going to have to accommodate emergency vehicles to be able to navigate up through it. That was the only thing.
Yeah, would definitely do that. And I believe also it would require doing a hammerhead or a turnaround at where the driveway connects to the road as well.
Part of that too, like Brian had said, there are some standards for driveways that are in here. I think probably what you would just
pull
said is
off,
probably,
right?
It's probably going to be the biggest concern is making sure that any merchant vehicles can turn around. Usually it's a cul-de-sac, but you know, of course it's a class 6 road. And I think the only other concern would be, I'm sure you probably know this, that you would have to sign basically a waiver that the town cannot provide services in May if the fire chief determines that it's just not safe for his apparatus to go up there, then there's no liability on the part of the town.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay. Other questions from the board?
I would, as a citizen, I would prefer that the fire chief never is put in that position where he says, sorry, can't help you when your home's on fire or you're having a medical emergency.
I can assure you that the chief would do whatever was in his power to make sure that there's going to be emergency services provided. It's just a matter of, can't guarantee it.
One day it'll all be drones and then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
True.
So at some point they're on probably one or two pull-offs too, right?
Yeah.
Every 500 feet.
Down on the road itself, it's not in there, but in the driveway, I believe it's 1,000 feet.
Right,
it is 1,000. Kevin, because is it 500?
Yeah, now? It's 500 for the road, for the Class 6 road.
Right, yeah.
Is it 1,000 for the driveway?
The driveway itself is 1,000. The reason for that is that each one of the fire engines carries 1,000 feet of large diameter hose on it, so they can only go so far.
Okay.
And then it'd have to be a pull-off at 1,000 feet.
So they can shuttle the water to it and whatnot.
Put an engine there, and then another engine keeps going up. So, but there's nothing on the road itself. The biggest problem is going to be, as you know, these trucks are big.
Yeah.
And in your particular area, it's going to definitely be a tanker shuttle to get water up into anything that goes up in that area.
Yeah, and I also am intending to do sprinklers for the house well. So hopefully that will help alleviate the need to...
Always highly advised when you're out in an area like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Generator, too?
It would be off-grid.
Okay,
To avoid having to string the utilities all the way down that whole distance as well. So it would be solar battery And then probably have maybe a propane generator just as backup for that when needed.
Great.
But hopefully not. there's another issue as well, which is North Road is designated as a scenic road, mm-hmm. and so cutting of any trees that are larger than 15 inches in circumference. Actually, the 2016 transportation plan said diameter. It's actually not the RSA. It says circumference.
Yeah.
I'd have to get permission to cut those, assuming that continues down this Class 6 road. Now, I've walked it. I'm not an expert, but I don't think there are too many trees that fall into that, you know, that are that big that would need to be cut down in order to expand, you know, the width of this road. But if that is part of it, then is that something we decide now, or will I come back to you later? How should that work?
You'd have to come back, because on a scenic road to cut trees, we have to hold a public hearing.
Okay.
And the public hearing is usually that I've identified the trees, the reason for removing the trees, and then the board holds a public hearing, takes any public comments, and then the board would either approve or deny removal of the trees.
Great.
So scenic road status doesn't change as the grade of the road goes, so it could be a mule trail and it's still considered scenic?
It depends on how the scenic road designation was put on the ballot.
Right.
In this particular case, if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, it said North Road.
Right.
So
to the extent, even if it's not really a road.
Well, okay. It's still a Class 6 road, but
it's still a road.
I understand what you're saying.
All right. Just asking a question.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good question.
But when you walk that with Tommy, I'm sure you'll be able to identify what might be in question.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll know.
Yeah, there's a couple of big ones, but I think we can sidle around them.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah, those big ones, we like to keep them.
Yeah, yeah. Big oaks.
Yeah.
Big oaks.
Any comments from the abutters, public? Yes, just identify yourself.
I didn't hear any mention of any improvements. To
identify that. Yourself for the record, please.
Pardon?
Identify yourself for the record, please.
Oh, Patel, 823.
Okay.
North Road. I didn't see any, or I missed, I didn't hear you say anything about improvements to the existing north part of the road. In other words, to our property, it's been there for 22 years. The last waiver that they issued, with all the construction equipment for a year and a half, beat the you-know-what out of the base of the road. The base is sunk. Springtime's a problem. Never was before. And I'd like to know how you address that. And also, I'd like to know who enforces the west side of that road down there is all wetlands. The water all runs off that hill. And currently, it runs right down the middle of the road. So you can't just plunk culverts and drain water into wetlands without wetlands permits, culvert permits from the state of New Hampshire, and I want to know who's going to enforce that, because they didn't enforce anything when you issued the last waiver. You just said, you know, build your road and build your house, and no one ever came down to look at it until it was finished. We lost property, so those are my concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the additional traffic on that road. It was doubled a year ago, and now you're going to add more to a road that just can't handle the traffic, at least from our property out to the hot top. It's degraded terribly in 2 years.
And the hot top doesn't start until it gets to Merrill Road, correct? It's all dirt from Merrill
Corner
Road.
Corner of Merrill and North.
Yeah.
That's where North Road comes out.
Is that where you live?
Pardon?
Right there where the pavement starts almost?
No, we live 600 feet in.
600 feet in?
We were the original builders.
Okay.
That met the 600-foot regulation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we built the road. And it's held up until the last couple of years with all the heavy-duty construction equipment. You know, 10-wheelers, 6, 8, 10 loads a day. It just, that road can't handle it.
So
sometimes 20.
And plus it's narrow. You know, we were promised that there's a hump where there's a blind spot. When the waiver was issued, they were going to take care of that. Well, that's never been taken care of. And I've almost been sideswiped from several cars coming up that road at 30 miles an hour, which tops should be 10, because it's dangerous. I would suggest that you take a walk before you issue a waiver.
Well, I think that that was your
plan. I did walk that a lot.
Okay. I appreciate you giving us those concerns. I think probably that's what I think the planning board, everybody on the board should probably think about what the recommendations would be to the Board of Selectmen based on what we're hearing tonight in what we would recommend.
Can I say one thing, too?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, I live on that road. I thought the road improved dramatically when the Georges moved in. The base was great. They built it up to accommodate the big machines they bring in. Oh. I mean, I think it's amazingly stable. Before they ever moved in, it was narrow on that hump, and I actually did hit somebody coming from Lessard's, but we were both going really slow, and we just kissed the cars. But, you know, it was already an issue back then. It seems to be a little wider now. That's my experience, that it seems really
Judy,
good.
Where's your...
Mine's right across from...
Lessard's.
So...
4037.
This... Let's see, where are we?
4037?
Yeah.
Okay, so right.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
So, you know... right here, and so all of this just seemed to be really improved. That's my perception.
Yeah, I, Rudy, it's Tim.
Yes.
I'm going to anecdotally agree with Judy on that. You know, I don't live on the road, but I live in Horizon Lane, and I do go down there quite a bit, and I have noticed what I consider to be at least similar or better road conditions on a regular basis.
Okay, just for the audience, Tim Darcy is one of the members of the board. All right, that's good to know.
Did you say that you live on 4037?
Yeah, 4037.
If I could also
just, yes, go ahead,
address a couple of the issues there. Yes, there's a couple of streams that cross the road, so it would require culvert permits from DES. There are some wetlands, obviously, that 4039 property on there is basically a pond. So definitely gonna have to have something that covers down there. It's not impossible that this whole project might require an alteration of terrain permit, which given the length of the road and the driveway, mm-hmm. and then you know, the house itself and any trees that are cut down to accommodate that, that is something that I understand is required for where anytime more than 100,000 square feet of area is being affected temporarily or permanently during the process. And so this is sort of right around there. So it's going to require probably an engineer to do a much better map than I've done here and to give us an answer on whether that's something that's required or not.
So you haven't had a chance to talk to an engineer yet?
No.
Okay.
And one of those streams that crosses, which is just on the, just beyond the improved part of the road, it's on the rough part of the road still. It runs into the road and runs along the road, you know, in the middle of the road basically for a while. I was actually just walking a couple weeks ago when it was raining. So the culvert there would basically just put all that water onto the other side and into the pond. As for traffic, it's just me and my partner and our cats. We're sort of homebodies, so we're not going to be adding terribly much to the traffic of that road ourselves. And as I understand it, the traffic of the road has diminished somewhat over the last several years, just from traffic that's continuing on the rest of that Class 6 road out into the onto the Hugs side. That's hearsay, but that's what I've heard.
That's four wheelers.
It sounds like you are aware of the issues that you're going to have to face. I think probably it would probably be worthwhile talking to Jeff, the road agent, too, to see what his suggestions are on the road. As I said, the final decision is actually up to the Board of Selectmen. We're just here to make some recommendations to them on what we see.
And if, when you talk to Tommy Severino, he'll probably give you an idea of the costs involved. Yeah, because I look at this and I think.
Yeah, he already has.
Yeah.
And you're still here.
I know.
I'm hoping we go walk in and he goes, oh, this is fine. We can totally do it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But yes, I've never done this before, so I am trying to map out what all of the various pieces of this puzzle are and, you know, try and tackle them ahead of time. So, yeah, I'm still trying to figure all that stuff out. But I appreciate the suggestion to talk to Jeff. I was also going to reach out to the fire chief just to see if, you know, he's got any concerns about this that I can address beforehand.
I'm sure he'll be pleased that it's going to be a sprinkler building.
I figured he would be.
From my safety standpoint.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you addressed it. There are a number of issues there, but it seems like you're well aware of them and you're going to be addressing them. So that any of that, as much information as you can before you go to the Board of Selectmen would be helpful.
Yeah.
Recommendations from the members and anything that we should have in our recommendation that goes to the Board of Selectmen or any specifics?
Just, I think basically the accessibility, the pull-offs, and you know either a cul-de-sac or a hammerhead or something to that effect that addresses that, you know, the emergency vehicles.
It's in the Class 6 policy.
Correct.
So in order to satisfy that, would have to be for the Class 6 road part, the driveway then would be covered by the driveway specs. So yeah.
So recommendation: driveway pull-off every 1,000 feet, capable for fire engine to not block the road, driveway. And I'm sorry, Brian, what was the one with the road? Was there anything in the road? Should there be a pull-off in case tankers have to go by?
Well, you're in there quite a ways now, right?
Yeah.
You're in there.
You're talking 2,300
feet. 2,300
feet, so. The spec says every 500 feet.
On the road, yeah. So there should be a pull-off every 500 in our specs for.
And but the Georges have some pull-outs, too, so that would count into it.
Right.
It would.
But yeah, they have
500 from the last one.
Yeah.
I think from where the Georges driveway is, coming in, the recommendation would be is to have
we
a pull-off.
We call it the hammerhead. We have a hammerhead at the end, basically.
Oh, yeah, you did do a hammerhead out there. Yeah. So it would be.
So it would probably be two of them in between.
Probably.
There, and then one at the drive where the driveway meets to have a.
What is it going to be, 1,000 feet or 500 feet?
Well, you said the driveway thing is 1,000.
There's 1,000.
The spec on the
road,
says 500.
Okay. So we'd have to, with 2,300 feet, it'd have to be four of them anyways.
Because but it's not 23.
Somebody's driveway counts as a pull-off, right?
It's not.
As long as they can get off the highway.
Right.
Off the road.
Because we're only looking for past the Georges, so it's not.
Oh, yeah, yes. I see what you're saying. So
probably like two.
If I can offer a suggestion, is to just say,
yep.
According to, in conformance with the specifications that are, in the Class 6 and private road policy, as well as the driveway specs that are standard for everybody.
So pull offs on road per. Do you have the section on that, Kevin, by any chance? Is that the
it's section?
Is that this
two.
Site plan or
this is the Town of Candia Class 6 and private road policy.
Okay,
it's
section 1, section 2, section 3, section 4. It's in section 4, number 4.
Okay,
section 4C, number 4.
Section 4C, dot 4. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and I can put in there if you want that, the board feels to be appropriate that he's going to check with the road agent and the fire chief.
Somebody's got the hand up?
They are struggling with the hand raising, but Jan Lassard said that the road is Lassard, in better okay. shape, but the traffic has increased markedly.
Okay. All right.
I just have a quick clarification question. When the meeting first started, you called it a subdivision?
Well, no. I was asking him what the regulation he was reading from, whether it was subdivision okay. regulations or site plan or whatever, and it's the Class 6 road policy.
Got it. Thank you.
It's not a regulation. It's a policy, which is different.
So the increase in traffic that is being referenced, is that all heading past your property in the Hooksett?
No, it'd be the George is coming out of and going on to Merrill.
Okay. There's no way to get to Hooksett.
Yeah, you don't want to go that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm looking at a map. I'm not familiar with the road.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a history, especially a little bit more towards the Chester Turnpike side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People bury their vehicles up to the fenders.
Yeah.
And then leave them.
Yeah, leave them.
I used to walk Hall Mountain Road quite a bit, and when you go down the back side, there's a fire road there
yep.
that you know, get into some properties about. Where you see like buildings like not really completed,
mm-hmm.
but large homes.
Yep.
Are they on the Hooksett side?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's only that one, I think, that's back okay. there. It's two or three property rows over onto the Hooksett side,
okay.
and from what I've seen, that's the only one that's over there. All the rest of those lots are all owned by Town of Hooksett Conservation Commission, Manchester Waterworks, the State Park.
Yeah.
I know that there, all of a sudden there was a gate there that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then I came back and it looked like the gate had been removed. Like, I don't know if somebody illegally put one in or not, but it's...
The gate's laying right there.
Is it?
It's been laying there for like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Or since we got there.
People don't do stuff illegally, do they?
I've only heard about it.
They ain't steal it. They left it.
Back to my question. Do we want to put in just to have them talk to the fire chief and the road agent?
Well, he intended to anyway, so sure.
Yeah.
That's a good suggestion.
Sure.
It only benefits them.
Yeah, right.
It's
right.
good all the way around.
Yeah. Discuss. Emergency services with fire chief and discuss road issues with town road agent.
No, I'm going to increase the traffic and go down there and take a look myself.
It's a nice area.
Yeah.
Anything else on the board? I don't know if we need a motion or not, but let's do a motion anyways that the planning board recommends that the building permit be issued under the following recommendation or conditions.
So moved.
Okay, second.
I'll second.
Okay. All right. We'll vote on it. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy, quick question.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Tim. Sorry.
On a class 5 road, on a class 6 road, doesn't it have to go before the zoning board and the board of selectmen?
Yes.
No, not the zoning board. It does need to go to the ZBA. Am I correct, Rudy? It doesn't go to the ZBA unless there was some variance that you needed.
Oh, variance.
It just goes to the plan. The
board of selectmen, Tim.
Yeah, they're the ones that make the final decision. We just make a recommendation.
Right. There is.
So we're going to recommend to the motion would be that we're going to recommend to the board of selectmen that they issue a permit. Right. We're not a building permit. We're not going to issue a building permit.
That
right?
is correct.
I don't know if you
just want to clarify, that's all.
So, I don't even know if you want to go that far.
Why don't I read this?
Yeah.
Town of Candia, Class 6 and Private Road Policy. Under RSA 674:41, the Board of Selectmen has the discretion to authorize the issuance of building permits on Class 6 and private town roads after review and comment by the planning board.
Right, and that's what we're doing here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we really have, rather than saying we're going to we vote to issue a building permit.
No, I think we stay away from that part. We just
Right. We say we recommend that the Board of Selectmen
that they proceed to the Board of Selectmen.
That they proceed with looking at issuing a building permit.
Correct.
Because we have no authority with the building permit part.
Correct.
Yeah, so let's amend the motion, then I'm good with it.
Amended to
what, Tim?
Being a comment.
That we recommend to the select board that they review the applicant's request for a building permit for this lot, whatever the proper verbiage is for the lot. I'm sitting here at a funeral, so I have to go in it anyway.
I think we've got that. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we just leave the building permit part out.
I think the intent was that,
yeah.
After they review it
with
our comments, that they would do that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And I'll draft the letter to basically...
Did you want the
RSA? The 41?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was a little bit different. They changed something in the RSA 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Just identify yourself again.
Oh, Judith Sott.
The local governing board, after review and comment by the planning board, has voted to authorize the issuance of the building permit for the erection of buildings on said Class 6 highway or a portion thereof. And then the other part goes into we don't have any authorization. So they changed it a little bit from what it was in the policy, but I think Andrew might have updated the policy to go with the new RSA because it was something in the old one that they took out of here.
Well, the verbiage was a little bit confusing because, like I mentioned to the applicant, technically it used to be that the ZBA was the relief mechanism for an applicant when they got denied.
Right.
And that's why the ZBA got involved.
Yeah.
If I may jump in on that, I believe that is still the case separately, that I will have to go to the ZBA in order to get a variance because frontage on the Class 6 road doesn't count as frontage. So it would be a variance...
I don't think you have to.
Just the distance.
No. Judith Sott's the.
Are you sure?
I'm the chair of the ZBA.
Okay.
Something different.
So I don't have to go to ZBA.
So there's one check right off.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is so easy.
No, there's very specific things that the select board can do that are stated in the RSA that I gave Rudy.
Right.
So that overrules the ZBA.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
The only way you'd have to come before the ZBA is if you wanted to subdivide that.
Okay, all right.
You can't subdivide on a Class 6 road.
Right.
You can build on a Class 6 road subject to all those provisions, and then that's going to be the selectmen have to approve it.
Great.
So in the letter, we'll just put in as that the planning board has reviewed the request, and here are our comments.
Right.
So we're not making a recommendation to the board or anything. We've reviewed it, and we're giving comments. Okay.
Now all you need is money.
And so do we have to vote again on that little motion because we got interrupted? Maybe?
I don't think you voted yet.
We were starting.
We did.
We were starting, and then
We did.
We changed the motion.
We did. So the motion would be that the planning board has reviewed the applicant's request, and we are going to provide a letter to the Board of Selectmen with our comments.
Correct.
I move that motion.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
All right. Let's start again. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Tim?
I think
Tim.
Oh, yeah. He said he might have to be in and out. So.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. So we should. All right, so we'll try to get the letter out in the next couple of days.
I believe the select meeting that I'm scheduled for is the 27th, Monday the 27th. Yeah. So
I don't like to leave these things for any longer than a couple of days or two because it sits on my desk and it never gets done until the day before the Board of Selectmen's meeting. So
yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, Rob, Rudy, sorry, I was on mute and I tried to unmute, it didn't happen. I vote yes on the motion.
Okay, good.
And I do have to leave now and rejoin the funeral, okay?
Okay, yeah. All right. So you're going to be off the off of Zoom.
I'm going to be off from here on, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And there's a hand up on a comment.
No,
there.
That's me. Sorry.
Oh.
Was the mouse.
That's a moving hand.
Do you have a question?
I just have a quick question.
Yes.
Do you know how large turnarounds have to be? Is there a specification in the...
It's in our specs.
Okay.
If you look at... And you talk to the road agent will tell you what they are.
Yeah.
For the... You're gonna be probably looking at the subdivision regulations for the size of the turnarounds and the hammerheads.
Mm.
And then, like I said, the road agent. And actually, if you're working with Tommy Severino, he's going to...
He'll know.
He'll know. Okay, any other?
No, I just wanted to thank you all for your time and consideration on that. And if anyone has any questions or concerns later, please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
All right, great. Excellent.
Let me know.
Good luck.
Okay.
Good to meet you, and good luck.
Thank you.
With Tim Lott, I think it's Linda, I think it's your turn to sit in.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to come up. Just for the record, Tim had to leave the meeting, so Linda Carroll is going to be filling in for Tim Darcy. Not that it's going to be a lot that you're going to have to do.
No.
Old business. There's nothing to update on Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission on the CIP. The Invest New Hampshire, I don't think the committee has met in the last 2 weeks.
Okay, not yet.
Nothing on that. The next thing is approval of the minutes of the meeting for November 1st, 2023.
I just had a few little things.
Sure.
Nice.
Little. Okay, so line 5859.
Yep.
Just as grammatical. This is definitely one thing we would recommend to people in your exact situation is to consider.
Is to consider.
Yeah. And got that, Amy? Yes. Okay. Then we're going to jump to 8687. The other item for which you would have to go, we can take out a little you would, delete one of those. And then if we jump... Two, maybe we should identify the person speaking at line 316 and 339. Was it Tom Switek?
Don.
Oh, Don?
Yeah.
Okay, Don Switek?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for 383, 365, 362, that's what I saw, but you got to correct his name.
So it's Don.
Oh, it's so
Don, not Tom.
It's Don. All the way through.
All the way through. Okay.
Okay. Good one. Okay, so basically Don.
Which
line
is it
going
to?
Okay,
Don,
so it starts with 316, you can add it. Then 339. Then it looks like 362, 365, 338, and I think that was it. Okay, then
go ahead.
Another little one. Line 428.
You got it.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a date collection. Maybe it's data collection.
Data.
A date collection. Sounds fun.
Maybe it could be a date.
Okay. And then 456. I got an email from Brian Ruoff that the abutters list software is not up and running.
It's up and running.
That's what I thought.
Is now up and running?
Yeah, it could be now up
it
and running,
now, yeah.
Or it
now.
Is up and running, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the T is close to the W in the keyboard.
Yeah, yeah right. Yeah. Things happen.
I found one also. Line 206. I was speaking, and it's perfect sense to us. And I think it's supposed to be one thing.
One thing.
Yeah. Oh, one thing, I think. Good.
Yeah.
We usually catch anything that we said. We look at those closely.
And line 225, it should be 120/208
volts. 120/208
volts.
Yep.
Which number was that?
20208, line 225.
225 should be written like that, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So 120-208?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you write it.
120-208-V. Got it.
It looked like it was some kind of like biblical.
I know it, like, yeah.
Well, if you want to talk Psalms or something like that, we can get into that, but I don't think this is appropriate. Thank you.
I just had one correction. Mike Santa, I don't think he was here that night.
He was. Yeah, he was.
Was he on Zoom?
Was he?
I remember him here.
I think he was here.
He wasn't in the building.
Mike Santa? No, he was not here. He hasn't been here in 6 months.
So he should have been
here, so
on the absent list.
You're right. You were here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it, right here. She's not here.
Good one. Lots of good detail work here.
Because you were an English teacher, too?
Yes.
Motion to accept as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Oh, vote Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim? Oh, he's not here. Linda?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Foster Farms.
Nada.
This is going to go into eternity, I think.
Yeah. You know, at this point in time, I just think we just wait until Tim sends us something instead of just asking, because he doesn't want to go to the Housing Appeals Board and ask them.
Right.
Right, kind of sleeping dogs.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to kick the nest. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You don't want to be that guy.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. town planning. There is, we've had one request from the land use office, but I'm not sure where to address it. Bob has asked us to put in the latest building codes into the town ordinances, but I don't think we have anything in the town ordinances that says which building codes we're using. I think that's a decision for the Board of Selectmen to determine which building codes we're using, and the state. Because I know the electrical code is two cycles behind. I think we're on the finally approved the 2020 or 2018 or some ridiculous thing like that, and we're up to the 2023 code. So I don't think I couldn't find anything. I don't know if anybody else saw anything, but so we'll just have him request to the Board of Selectmen that we codify which codes we're using.
What I was always just best building practice was the term.
Well, I think it's like we did on our stuff, is that we just refer to whatever the latest DOT standards are.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just put in the Board of Selectmen that whatever the Building Code Review Board determines to be the latest.
Usually they're a couple years behind because they'll readjust the code as they find problems with it.
And then the housing, the code enforcement board, which I was on for a while, will review whatever they have, and then they'll make some amendments and things like that. Then it needs to go back to the legislature for approval. So it's like this really long, convoluted process because they just got the legislature, some people in the legislature got a little antsy against the building codes because they were, how did it come through? It came through as that some appointed board was making the decisions for the state on codes, and it should be the legislature that's making the determination. So that's the way that it's in the law. So it winds up being 2 years, two cycles behind in some cases.
Kind of like the feds, where agencies are making their own rules, so they're really not their job.
Right.
Yeah. Unless they get caught on it, they just continue doing it.
Now, if the law comes through and says, you know, this particular board or whatever agency is authorized by the legislature to make those rules, then it's all set. But I know that all the rules in New Hampshire have to go through there's a joint board, rulemaking board
in the legislature that they have to go through before the laws can be, I mean, before the regulations can be put in place. So it's not an easy process, but we can do it the way we did it with everything else. Wish luck to the state. Okay, you want to do this? Serious. I haven't seen any ordinances that I think really need to be updated this year.
I think we should look at the pole.
Oops. I was just saying. I know that ran out of time.
That's in the regulation. I think we need to look at that because if you have a ditch line, you're not going to run a pipe through a ditch because then instead of having your 48 inches of the clearance that you're supposed to have according to the National Electric Safety Code, now you got less.
Yeah.
So we need to revisit this where we jump into the property at least one pole before we make them go underground so we can clear any drainage ditches and all that. That regulation we need to check.
So on that one, that's going to be in one of our regulations. So I think probably what we'll do is...
But I hate kicking the can because I wrote a regulation 4 years ago and you still haven't done anything with it.
I know, I still have it right here.
So let's kick the can a little bit less.
Well, we've got to
get the work.
We've got to get... we've got a whole bunch of things that we found out in our regulations that we need to do. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do is... Mark did a good job, and I do apologize. I haven't had a chance to really go through it and get it into there because all of a sudden, right after Mark did that... we went through another review and we found numerous things in the regulations that we were granting waivers for because they weren't really what they should have been.
Right. And then we had the Woodstock.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regulation that we had to take care of.
So I think after the first of the year, I think we should delve into it a little bit more. And maybe what we can do is if people would take particular sections of the regulations or something that they feel they might be interested in looking at and understanding. Because it's not easy, as Mark knows, trying to figure out something that's going to be appropriate in here. And just for the board members that weren't here when this whole thing started, the reason that it even came up was that of the big issue on New Boston, North Road to New Boston Road, where part of North Road wound up on New Boston Road because they clear cut a lot. And it rained, which it sometimes does in Handia. It rained a lot and literally
washed out
that whole hill onto the property down on.
Well, plus there was no oversight on what they were doing.
No,
right, totally.
They just came in and.
So they totally disobeyed their AOT permit. But in the town, we had no oversight on what was going on.
Right.
So what's the recourse on that?
Well,
somebody got extra land.
Yeah.
Extra dirt.
Extra dirt. Because it didn't move the ledge, but it caused the topsoil.
Yeah. Scoured it.
Yeah. DES did actually come in and make them do a remediation.
But it took a while.
It was bad.
Took a while.
It did. We looked at it, and actually, I believe that Brian did put the steep slopes on our maps, where the steep slopes are. And that was one of the other things, too, is that Brian had come up with a slightly different percentage of slope than what we originally had looked at too, so that's now on there as a standard for what is considered.
We were talking 25%.
I think we were, but he came up with something that was a little different. It was like I think it was less than 25% that he said it would probably be a little bit better because even 25% is.
Well, that's state.
The 25% is state. Yeah, I think Brian recommended a little bit less, but we can check just to make sure.
What, 25% grade?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that depend on soil? What's happening underneath there? Your grade?
Yes and no. What we looked at it is a standpoint of how can we put a regulation in that's not going to be super specific, but is going to be reasonable. And if there's any kind of question, then when the board takes a look at any kind of a plan and it shows this particular slope, we can say, you know, well, what are you going to do with this?
Be more area specific.
Right.
Okay.
Would they have
okay.
to do terracing or something like
right.
that? You know, if they came
right.
back and said, you know, I've got 30% slope, but I'm going to terrace it and do all these fancy
yeah.
drainage things, well,
yeah.
Yeah, we could look okay. at it that way.
All right.
But yeah, it was bad.
But that's got to be part of the AOT permit, too.
Correct. Correct.
Because, I mean,
alteration of terrain. Yeah.
So.
And that's why they have an alteration of terrain permit system.
So Dylan at Rusty Rex has that property next to the transfer station,
mm-hmm.
which is now for sale.
Yeah.
So the clearing there that got done, if it was more than 25% grade, would that be like what happens?
Well, see, that's an interesting thing that we've talked about before. If you own a piece of land, you can cut your trees. You know, we don't have any say in it. But if you come in with an application and then you cut your trees, then it triggers an AOT. Because it's kind of like one of those, you know, we can't tell someone what to do with their land if they're just, they own land and they're not really...
They're not developing it.
They're not developing it.
Right, because that's timber harvest then.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct.
But it also shouldn't have a negative effect on any of your abutting neighbors, correct?
Yeah, there's usually like, depending on where
I
you are.
Know how the timber regulations go.
Right, but I'm just saying, if a person cut all their trees and then the soil started running off and then you have rivers running into neighboring, that might be a bad thing.
That's a civil matter, though.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
There are regulations like Mark was alluding to that you can go right up to your property line and cut all your trees down
right.
if you want. But if you come near a stream or a river, there's state regulations that you have to have a buffer.
That's true.
That you can't.
Yeah.
You can't
so that would help with rivers and stuff. And just it's that yeah. slope.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, the perfect storm,
50
I guess.
Feet. It's 50 feet from waterway you can't cut.
Yeah, I believe it's 50
but
feet. Yeah.
Then, because we're dealing with this on the cemeteries. If you want to cut and you're in an active river area, there's a certain percentage that can come out to 250 feet. You may not be able to cut.
Yeah.
So there's certain regulations with that. So that's why you got to get a certified timber harvest.
Right.
Right.
And also, isn't it something like you the size of the trees and so many, and you got to leave so many, and
yeah.
So. Yeah,
and
it's
you can't
so
leave.
Important.
You can't leave.
I
smash.
Mentioned your name that day.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm sure it was in a good light.
You can't leave.
No,
slash.
It wasn't.
That's what's in the
garden.
I know, like near lakes and stuff, you have to leave the stumps.
Conservation
Commission. You can cut trees up to a certain
Lindsay.
Distance
so go to do that,
from the lake, but you have to leave the stumps to hold the ground.
No, they'll tell you you can't cut
right
within a certain distance from the lake or the stream.
Right, right.
But not even leaving stumps.
What's that?
Not even leaving stumps.
Right.
Yeah. Right, but I think what he's saying is, you know, the stumps and the roots and that's holding so good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
maybe sometimes you can cut a big tree, leave the stump. Yeah. I think there's all kinds of things you have to look at.
Oh, yeah.
lots of exceptions.
Right, so we have to.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? I think that they're reasonable in most cases because, you know, the wetlands... we need them.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
And they would keep the, you know, these floods from going over the road if done properly.
Plus, anybody who hunts, you know, knows that wetlands are a prime area for.
Oh yeah.
For doing any kind of hunting.
Yep, and
wetlands are not bad things.
No.
We love them. I love them.
All right.
Okay.
So if anybody has anything that they think of, take a look at the ordinance, ordinances and see if you see anything. I think we did a lot with correcting in the last couple of years. So
now, a few meetings ago, I received a folder that wasn't very thick. I think it was the ordinances that you are referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll say town ordinances.
Yeah, you're right. It's not very thick.
No, it's very thin. The only thing I did recognize in that is none of the pages are at the actual page. So when I went to look something up from the table of contents, all the pages are wrong.
That.
What's that?
We didn't adjust it.
No.
No, we did not.
Why?
Oh, I thought it would automatically do it, like
no.
page numbering, like usually in Word when you do that. Oh, why don't we?
No.
We need to adjust that.
Yeah, let's adjust that to make sure.
Yeah.
See, there's the edit. You've
I went through and I re-edited everything, so you're good. All my notes.
Good. Yeah, she's done all the work for you.
So we just sent everybody over to Linda. Right there. Linda's the table of contents. All right. So, all right. Anything else? Any other matter coming before the board? Any public comments?
Nope.
Any comments on Zoom?
To the public right out of here.
If that's the case.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tim's not here. Kevin?
Yes.
And Linda?
Yes.
All right. Thank you all very much. Amy?